Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Welcome everybody to our series on longevity and biohacking. I'm your coach CJ, and today we're going to dive into one of the hallmarks of aging called genomic instability. Now, if you're interested on how to learn biohacking, maybe you're new, maybe you're curious, maybe you just want a long and healthy life, then this is going to help you quite a lot. So let's get into it. Genomic instability refers to the increased rate of mutations that happens within our genes. Now, these mutations, it's not really a scary word. It can happen by a variety of factors. It could happen because of environmental toxins. It could happen because of Wi-Fi towers, cell towers, radiation. And sometimes even our cells naturally are dividing quite a lot. Over time, these genetic changes can accumulate into diseases, which in the longevity space we call age-related diseases and conditions. So let me make it simpler for you. Imagine our DNA is a library of blueprints for our body. Every time a cell divides, it copies this library. But instead of making a document which is perfect, it makes errors. And then when it copies it again, it makes another error and then another error. And this can lead to a significant loss of information through our genes. Now, let's break it down even further. When we speak about genomic instability, we're actually talking about how our cells over a period of time is accumulating these errors. Now, if we think of building a house, for example, if our initial sketches or documents have some problem, then our house is not going to be well. It's not going to be built well. Guess what? Your body is exactly the same. Because of these mutations, if you gather a lot of these errors, there are so many of your body's mechanisms that will start failing. So let me give you a few ideas. The first thing, what happens is DNA replication error. Every time a cell divides, it needs to copy its DNA. And like I mentioned before, this process isn't perfect. Sometimes mistakes happen. Normally, as we age, these mistakes keep on happening more, and this is one reason why we age so fast. The second one is oxidative stress. This happens when there is an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants in our body. Free radicals can damage our DNA, and this could lead to another mutations. Antioxidants, on the other hand, are good for our body because they help neutralize these free radicals, and that means our body has less DNA damage. Then we have environmental factors such as UV radiation, pollution, toxins. These can directly enter our cells and damage our DNA. One of the most famous things that you might have heard of is people who spend so much time in the sun, and they tell them don't do that because you might get skin cancer. That skin cancer comes from a DNA damage. Now, understanding all of these things are crucial, because once you understand all of these things, we understand why is it important to protect our DNA. It's like maintaining a car. If you don't take care of it, guess what's going to happen? It's going to break down, and it's going to be break down sooner. So, according to me and a lot of scientists out there, genomic instability is one of the most major drivers of aging. One of the other things, we mentioned cancer earlier. A classic example, it happens because of genomic instability, where your cells are accumulating so many mutations that they start growing uncontrollably. Another popular example is Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease happens later in age, happens because of DNA damage and because of genomic instability. So let's talk about how we can protect our DNA and our genomic instability, and for lack of a better word, how can we make that instability into stability? First thing, start with what you eat. If you eat a food or you eat groups of food which are higher in antioxidants, they're going to protect your DNA. Foods like berries, some of these leafy greens, some of these protein-packed foods, some of these fruits like blueberries, which are high in vitamin C, these can help you neutralize any free radicals that you will be accumulating in your life. The next one is exercise. Regular activity, moving, cycling, gymming, it actually helps repair the DNA damages and reduces the risk of mutations. Exercise can also switch on certain proteins that maintain DNA integrity. For instance, moderate exercise has been shown to boost the activity of certain enzymes that will start DNA repair processes. The next one is sleep. This is is no surprise. Quality sleep is crucial for everything in your body, including repairing your DNA. When we are preparing to sleep and while we're sleeping, there is a very powerful antioxidant. I would consider it to be one of the most powerful antioxidants in the human body, called melatonin. A lot of people think it's a sleep hormone, but no, it is an hormone that protects your DNA. The next is easy. Try to avoid things that are going to damage you. In this case, it's toxins. Reducing your exposure to environmental toxins like cigarette smokes, UV radiation, pollutants, all of these things can actually damage your DNA. And when you don't engage in activities like this, then it also protects your DNA. Now, in addition to all of this, there are also lifestyle changes that can help you protect your genes and your genome. One of the traditional practices that has been around for thousands of years is Qigong. And in traditional Chinese medicine, they believe movement like Qigong and certain remedies like ginseng is a very powerful way to support your antioxidant systems and protect yourself against DNA damage. Since we're talking about ancient stuff, let's bring in Ayurveda. Now, Ayurveda emphasizes the balance between your mind, body, and your spirit. And in Ayurveda, there are multiple herbs. There's ashwagandha, there's turmeric, and all of these help you with your DNA protection. Let's jump in a little bit. Ashwagandha, it's also known as the Indian ginseng, and it's been used for centuries or thousands and thousands of years as a potent longevity and vitality ingredient in people's life. Then turmeric, it is also a part of curries, but it actually has an active compound called curcumin, which is a very powerful antioxidant, and it protects your cells from any damage. And Indian medical system, there is this concept of rasayana, which focuses on rejuvenating practices. Actually, this was the Indian way of looking at longevity. Now, rasayana is a complex thing which involves a lot of herbs, medicines, and certain practices that are aimed to increase someone's lifespan. We spoke about supplements, so let's take a deep dive into what kind of supplements can you have in your life to increase or to protect yourself from genomic instability. My first favorite one is NAD precursors. Now, these are molecules that help us protect against DNA damage, and they support our cellular health. NAD itself is a coenzyme that plays a crucial role in DNA repair and energy production. Supplements like nicotinamide riboside, nicotinamide mononucleotide, which is NR or NMN, can actually get into your body and boost your NAD levels, and you can find them at any website or your local drugstore. The second one is resveratrol. Now, this is a compound that is found in red wine, and it can protect against DNA damage. Resveratrol activates certain proteins that help maintain the DNA integrity and also support cellular processes and repair processes within the genome. The next is stocking up on some vitamin C and vitamin E. Why? Because vitamin C and vitamin E are antioxidants, and they help neutralize all these free radicals like we spoke about earlier, and it protects the body against oxidative stress. It also protects your cells against membrane damage. Those were the top supplements. Now let's jump into some of the biohacking tools which are constantly evolving to support multiple facets of health. One of the things that I really like is red light therapy. Red light therapy can stimulate our cellular repair processes. It can improve mitochondrial function and enhance the production of our body's own internal antioxidants that can then protect us from any DNA damage. The next one is cryotherapy or ice bath or cold plunge. The idea is every time you expose yourself to cold, you reduce inflammation in your body and you can help repair your DNA. Cryotherapy also helps you lower down oxidative stress and it starts a natural healing mechanism in your body. The next one is hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Now, hyperbaric oxygen therapy increases oxygen levels in your blood, which then encourage repairing of damaged DNA. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy has also been shown to be one of the best biohacks today for reversing aging and reversing all aspects of aging by itself. This reminds me of a quote by Lao Tzu. He says, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step." Today, reflect on what you learned. See what is that one step that you can take consistently today, tomorrow, day after, which will help you to protect your DNA. You don't have to do everything all at once. Start with the easy thing. You know what Hippocrates said? Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and let medicine be thy food." So, start with your food. You have all control over it. We've spoken about some good things. There are also very good resources online that you can look into. And that's it for today's video. Today, we spoke about genomic instability. Remember, in today's world, you have a lot of options. make informed choices, get a little information from the modern science, get a little bit of information from the ancient science, and give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to whichever channel you're looking at, and stay tuned for more biohacking tips and longevity secrets. I will see you in the next video. Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.